Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Shares of General Electric rose in early trading today on the news that GE's longtime CEO and chairman Jeffrey Immelt is stepping down. Immelt has led GE since 2001, and this morning, at a company meeting broadcast on Facebook Live, he said it was time for a change.
16 years is a long time to run this company, even though I love you all dearly. It's long enough, and change is good.
Immelt will be replaced by John Flannery, the president and CEO of GE Healthcare. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So GE stock has dropped more than 10% this year, while the market overall has been doing pretty well. Is that what this CEO shakeup is about?
Yes, partially. But we should also note that GE has been under a lot of pressure from something called an activist investor. That's a big institutional manager who comes in, makes an investment in a company, and basically tries to have a big sway. And this particular investor, Trian Fund Management, run by billionaire Nelson Peltz, has really been agitating for GE to cut costs and increase their profitability, especially in the company's core industrial businesses. And obviously, this did not happen fast enough. And I think this pressure, along, as you said, with the stock price being down this year after many years, frankly, that this was a move that many people weren't expecting, but they weren't surprised by either.
Well, and when you look at what GE is doing in its businesses, and it does a lot of things all over the world, but one of the things that it's been famous for a long time is light bulbs. GE was co-founded by Thomas Edison, who invented the light bulb. And last week, GE announced it's selling its light bulb business.
Yeah, well, you know, listen, the company really turned into something so much beyond the original conception. It was like a multinational conglomerate, the likes of which we had not seen. And really what the last 5 to 8 years has been is a refocusing of the energy on what they say is their core business, their industrial business. So the company had been shedding lots of different units, not just light bulbs, but home appliances, and frankly, also their financial services. GE Capital had grown into a huge business, and they kind of made that into a skeleton of itself. So I think that this is a sort of a double-edged sword, which is we've got to really reduce our profits. We have to reduce our costs, and we have to increase profits. We've got to get out of these businesses that aren't part of our core.
What is Immelt's legacy going to be then? I mean, he came in 4 days before the 9/11 terror attacks, and as you said, you know, during the financial crisis, because of GE Capital, they were right in the center of that as well. He's been through a lot there.
Yeah, he has. I mean, look, he has been part of this initiative to really cut down on the core, into the core businesses. But, you know, he also has not been afraid of mergers and acquisitions. A few years ago, they took over a power business of a French giant Alstom. They also agreed to merge their oil and gas division with another services provider, Baker Hughes. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's fascinating because you see that this guy has gone through a lot. He was able to wind down GE Capital. But look at the price of the stock since his tenure, down 30% since 2001. The S&P 500, it has more than doubled. GE should be closer to market performance, and it really has fallen short under Immelt's reign.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News. Thanks so much.
Take care.